Jim Taylor back on WMJ, WMJ.com. We're talking Rockbridge Boys basketball with the senior Tommy Fratsky, is how you say his name, on the WMJ airwaves. And here's a kid that really plays his role quite well. Won't see his name show up a lot in the box score, but a key member of that team. Always one of the key defensive assignments, game in and game out. So, Tommy Fratsky, this is a role you have accepted. So tell us a little bit about playing that position you play and really stepping up to the task.
Yeah, so so this year has really been, I guess, a lot about role playing for me personally, because last year and the years before, I didn't really get a ton of playing time. And so that's one of the main reasons I'm out on the floor is just because of my defense. And that's another reason why we're winning all these games this season is because our defense has been on key for most games. And, for me especially, you know, I know when I'm on the floor, I'm not supposed to be a big scorer. And, you know, I'm not supposed to be able to get 15, 20 points a game. I'm just mainly on the floor to guard the other team's best player and to make sure that they don't or as many points as they usually do in their other games.
Well, and that, you just explained it, dude. That is a tremendous description of what you do. Not letting that leading scorer get his average or above his average. So I guess how much kind of pride do you take in that? Maybe when you look at, you know, kids that look at the box score, you say, well, I'm not going to look at our box score. I'm looking at their box score and how many did their leading scorer get, and did I hold him under his number? So apparently you take great pride in that, and that can't be easy sometimes because a lot of kids want to score and get their name in the box score. But here's a kid like you that says, no, I'm going to take this task if I'm going to try and stop that best player on the other team. So what about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I do take pride in it because, once again, that's the main reason I'm on the floor. And, you know, you're not going to see in basketball like you will see in other sports like football or baseball, you're not going to see any defensive stats because that's not what they're really looking for. But if someone like me can limit their best player to little as they can get, then that will help out the team tremendously. And that's mainly what I'm just there for, is just to try and help as much as I can, and, you know, like I said, to play my role.
Well, and when teams have good years and put good seasons together, the Tommy Fratskys of the world, they have to accept that role and play that role. And, you know, you can look at Rockbridge this year and people can look at the box score and Nate Henry deserves a bunch of credit because he can score a bunch of points, get a lot of rebounds, Jensen Whiteman the same way, and the year Cole Rusk is having. But the way the equation works is you need all the elements and you need kids to accept certain roles. And sometimes it can be tough to accept a role. Maybe you think, well, no, I don't want this role. I think I should score more, or I think I should have this opportunity. But in the end, if you accept that role and play it like you do, I mean, you get great benefit out of the season. So I guess this is kind of an opportunity for Tommy Fratsky to tell people that, hey, I know you may be mad out there because you're not the leading scorer or you're not getting that opportunity, and maybe a kid on that roster is just better than you in that aspect of the game. So you have to find a way to get on the court. So one of the ways to get on the court is be like Tommy Fratsky, right?
Yeah, you know, like I said, last season I barely got a lick of playing time. And, you know, coming over to this season, you just got to find out what your true strength is, I guess. You got to find out what you're better at than some other people, like for instance me, better at defense than some other people. But I mean, that's mainly all it is find what you're best at and keep on working at it. And that's all you can really do. And you got to hope for the best and hope that coaches see what you've been, the amount of work you've been putting in, like my coaches saw I was putting in.
Yeah, that's great. And I can now say and add to my broadcast and say, Tommy Fransky plays defense like a Marine. Right. So you're going to enlist and go into the Marines, and you told me off the air, I think you leave for basic training out at Camp Pendleton in California in, I think, September. So a pat on the back for serving the country. So tell us a little bit about your decision making of wanting to serve the United States of America.
So after high school, in my head it was going through, I didn't really want to take a year off because I feel like what I thought I was going to do is if I did that, then I would get lazy and not really have the motivation to do anything. And so I didn't really have much of an idea of what I wanted to do once I got out of high school. So some of my friends in the past, they've gone to the Marines and they're succeeding very well right now. So that's kind of what made me make my decision. I enlisted early January this year, and like you said, I'm shipping out to Camp Pendleton, California, on September 14th. And so I'll have a little bit of my summer to have to myself, and I'll be able to do what I want, have some fun, and then it's, I guess, time to get serious come September.
All right, and I know you're really enjoying the basketball season, and it's been such a special year, and I know this is a big week because the Rockets going to play for an outright conference title, I know, Friday, and then the postseason is coming up after that. So this is kind of a time for you to be a little bit reflective, too, and really enjoy the final, well, hopefully it's several weeks for you of the high school basketball season, hope to make a deep run in the postseason. So how reflective are you in, you know, really enjoying these moments here that are coming up in the next couple of weeks for you?
You know, I'm just kind of looking to have a lot of fun these last couple weeks. But I'm not gonna have fun and kind of just forget everything. I'm still gonna go out there and do my best and show what I'm capable of doing. I really want us to go really far into the postseason. I want to show people what we can actually do. In conference, we're fighting for conference with Fulton right now a little bit. They have two losses in conference, actually, and we only have one. So if we beat Fulton, we should be good for conference, which is a good thing. And then after that, just keep grinding it out and go, and keep getting wins in the postseason.
All right. Well, it's been awesome talking to Tommy Fransky, and you have to say it, Tommy Fransky is how we say it on the air, doing a great job for the Rockets, and a good story with that program here in the 2019-2020 campaign. Good luck this week, Tom Fransky, and we'll see you playing Rock Ridge Rocket basketball. Thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you, Jim Taylor.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.